Ready?
Ken, was it a case of just missing your opportunities on goal, or was it more
than that? Nah, it was worse than that. Without being disrespectful, we just didn't turn up playing hard enough for long enough, and we had everything to play for, and we couldn't perform when we needed to.
So how disappointing is that with where your season was at?
I don't sort of worry about where's the season. I worry about performance on the day, and that's what we have to worry about week to week. That was really poor performance, particularly off the back of what we've been able to deliver. You know, we just didn't work hard enough in the game for long enough, and Fremantle did. You know, it's like Fremantle were 6-6, and roles were reversed.
Ken, did it start in the middle? Is that the middle?
Yep. You can't lose two battles as badly as we lost two battles today. You know, and there's no doubt about that.
But did you try tagging at any point?
Yeah, so that's what it looks like, doesn't it? Of course we did. Yeah, we did. We had someone go to Neil early. They sent Barlow to Gray, and Barlow just went on his way, and Neil went on his way, and we were changing lots of things. We're chasing a tail because their midfield got on top, dominated. Not just on top, they dominated the game.
Effort, apart from around the stoppages and that, effort. Do you think, like, your team looks like maybe they're up for the fight, but can't land that sort of knockout punch when you have your chances?
Yeah, no, we don't want to put it away. If something goes missing, there's a part of us that's not courageous enough at the right times, and we just need to be more courageous when we have to put things away for us. And as you said, win a game of football, we have to come and win. We haven't been able to do that consistently, and that's, again, I've said it for 4 or 5 weeks, that's why we are just a 50-50 type side. You're not quite sure. Last 3 or 4 weeks, last month, we've been saying, you know what, we've been playing some solid footy. But good teams play solid footy, I think, for 80-90% of the year. Everyone has probably a patch, but we're not quite sure.
What was your message to the guys after the
match? I was really disappointed. I just thought we didn't want it enough when we needed to. And, you know, explain. Please, let's explain that to each other. Let's understand why we didn't keep going. Why did we feel like, looking at it from early in the game, felt like, oh, gee, we were feeling like we didn't really want to win almost. But I think that was just the mindset of the players out there. They were spooked by it all.
What was their feedback then? Why did they
think that they were up? I think, as you said before, they had plenty of opportunities. And you know, when you get your opportunities and you miss them consistently, that just demoralises you at times. And it goes down the other end and they score some big goals. You know, they kick some big goals. So that's the ability. You've got to be harder than that in the mind. You can't let those things demoralise you like they do to us too often.
Do you put your defensive group in with the rest of the team in terms of talking about their effort, Ken? Because they were under siege for a lot of the game.
Oh, look, dude, we know we've been battling against the odds a bit down that end of the ground, and we can't afford to get the ball come to us or come to our back half without too much pressure on it. Otherwise, we're going to get shown up. And third game are down there playing at full back, and we've got other blokes down there who are Darcy Burns, Dones, who's trying his guts out, but not being supported by more senior players.
And unfortunately, it smells a lot like last year again. You know, you lost the cup before the buy and went in with just the other wrong side of the ledger. So, is there anything you can learn from what you went through in the back half of last season in terms of hunger or commitment?
Well, we'd like to think we've been shown that and learnt that, but what happens is it consistently keeps coming back, so you've got to own that. You've got to say, well, this is what we've been delivering. What does that end up doing to you?
So you shouldn't need, like, a wake-up call?
No, we're not. How are we entitled to a wake-up call? We're just not. We should be playing every game like it's our last opportunity to play.
Can you have an early read on Dougal Howard's injury?
Yeah, it doesn't look great for Dougal. It looks like he may have done his knee. So, you know, that's what you've got to understand. The game gets taken away so quickly through other things. It shouldn't be through your own performance.
Where's that leading now with your already thin ruck stocks?
Thin. Well, I don't know what more I can say about that other than we don't, obviously don't have that much left in the talls. But you know what? We'll find a way. We'll go back and we'll find someone else to come and put in an effort to try and give us some assistance there.
Ken, so many times this year it feels like you've been behind the eight ball. How many times can you keep going back to the well to try and get the boys up again? Do you try and stay confident over the break or upbeat?
Yeah, we will. We'll keep at it. We have to. That's, you know, we've got no right to drop away. You know, we'll refresh, recharge, come back, and stick at it and keep going and commit to the cause and try to improve ourselves every week, and that's what we'll continue to do.
From the outside looking in, it looks like it'll be really tough to break back into that. How do you view the situation?
No, I think it's right. It's very tough. It's going to be incredibly tough from there. You've got, you know, got a two-game break from the top eight sides now with 9 games to go.
You know, it's, do you have notable exceptions today? Kent looked like Brad Ebert played a pretty solid game, but maybe didn't have enough around
him. Yeah, but Brad worked pretty hard. He did start on Neil. Without throwing Brad under the bus, it's, you know, that's one of the roles we couldn't get done early, and Robbie was on Barlow, and another role that we couldn't get done.
What do you do now to turn things around? Like, do you make a statement on the selection front, or how do you go about it?
Oh, we have to try and reward players who are in good form and those who are not. But you know, we haven't been that sound off the field in our lower levels as well anyhow, because we've had a number of issues with injury and everything else that goes on, so we haven't really had some consistency there. But you know, we had Schultz back playing in the Magpies today in his first game back, so that certainly gives us something to look forward to, and you know, hopefully and Honch comes back in the next game, so there's no doubt we would like a tall back. You know, in the last couple of weeks, you know, the games that we've lost, our tall backs have battled manfully, but they just haven't been able to do it enough. And you know, Homshi's a bit of a really strong key back. It'll hopefully help us.
How did Schultz get through the game?
Oh, he played today, so I haven't spoken to him. He was on while we were playing. So from what I think, he got through uninjured, which would be the key thing. It's not about touches and possessions for Jay Schultz. It's about getting through uninjured off a long layer.
Do you need to reposition some personnel, do you think? Try a different mix through the middle to try and get a different result?
Yeah, I think we do a lot of that. You know, I think we try lots of options through there, and that's what most modern games of football are played. Like, you do have a big band of midfielders. You know, you have 8 to 10 that go through. You don't just have 4 or 5, but you do have a lot go through there, and we're no different. We have lots go through there.
It's about timing for your players to have a week off now, and would you rather have them around and just get stuck in them on the track?
Maybe it's a good idea for them to own the situation as much as it is for me to own the situation too. Perhaps we need to have some time to think about what it is we're going to stand for and how we're going to go about it, and you know, maybe this is the right time for that to happen.
Yeah. It looks like an ACL.
Okay.